Hare Krishna. We can't deal with the enemies created by the mind without first dealing with the mind. Often we feel that actually, oh, this person is my enemy, that person is my enemy, and or this situation is such a big problem, it is like an enemy. Sometimes people say the world itself is my enemy. They feel that they are like at a war against the whole world. Now, yes, there may be certain people who may be working against us. There may be certain situations which may be unfavorable to us. But often, whatever is unfavorable out there, it is much bigger a matter of the perception in here. The mind often magnifies problems. And when our enemies are created by our mind, that means we imagine something about some person. Now, sometimes that person may be hostile to us, but sometimes we just imagine this. Some person does a small something, some indiscretion, some mistake, and we imagine that the person is motivated by malice against us and is in an agenda to destroy us. When that happens, then that is an enemy created by the mind. And this enemy created by the mind, we cannot deal with it. Because we are not, even if we talk with the other person, we are not talking with that person at all. Now, we actually are talking with our conception of that person. So, you know, you said like this, you intend to do like this, you have this motivation. Now, how do we know what is another person's motivation? So, often when we are arguing, we are combating, we are not combating with that person, we are combating with our conception of that person. Our mind is imagination of that person. And then that is futile because most of the time, you know, we don't even understand that other person's position. We don't understand the other person's concern. And then we can't deal with that person at all. That person, it's like two people are talking past each other. What we are speaking doesn't make sense to that person. What that person is speaking doesn't make sense to us. So, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 6th chapter, he talks about how if somebody is to renounce the world, they need to control the mind. And controlling the mind, Krishna says, Jitatmanah prashantasya paramatma samahita shitoshni sukha dukkeshu tatha manapamanayo. That when the mind is controlled, Jitatmanah prashantasya, at that time paramatma samahita, a person becomes situated at the level of the super soul. And then, that means the person becomes spiritually conscious of Krishna within the heart. Shitoshni sukha dukkheshu, that heat and cold, pleasure and pain, honor and dishonor, mana apamanayo, these are all within what we are perceiving them within the mind. We don't become disturbed by them so much because we are actually understand that they are just temporary, they're external. And Krishna talks about this in the next verse. Next two verses, how such a person sees all things equally and how such a person sees all people equally. Jnana vijnana truptatma kutastho vijitendriya yukta ityuchate yogi samaloshtashma kanchanah. So in 6.8 he says, the person sees stones, pebbles, everything equally. And then further, suhrun mitrarya udasina madhyastha dvesha bandhushu sadhushva picha papeshu samabuddhir vishishyate. Such a person sees enemies, friends, neutral people, affectionate well-wishers, all of them equally. Now, what does it mean? That person is not, because the mind is controlled, that person is able to see in an equal way. Equal way doesn't mean that, imagine that everyone is my friend. No, some people may be working against us. And we have to be aware of how they are working against us. But we are not, our conception of them is not distorted by our mind. Means we don't have an agenda of hatred or vengeance against them. We understand that I am a servant of Krishna and I am meant to serve Krishna. If this person is obstructing in my service to Krishna, I'll have to deal appropriately with them. If this person is helping me in my service to Krishna, I will reciprocate accordingly with them. But our purpose remains the same. What happens when the mind gets controlled, the mind creates enemies, then the mind makes our purpose of fighting with those enemies, overcoming those enemies. Our purpose is not to overcome any enemy. Our purpose is to overcome the mind so that we can stay fixed in the service of Krishna. And for serving Krishna, if we have to overcome certain opposition, we will do that. So rather than when we feel that this person is creating problem, that person is creating problem, rather than attacking that person, we can first attack the mind. And by calming our mind through the practice of bhakti, through prayer, through scriptural study, through introspection, through meditation, when we calm our mind down, then we can pursue things as they are. And when we become fixed in our service to Krishna, then with that intention of service, we can deal with other people appropriately in a way that furthers our service of Krishna and doesn't take us further away from the service to Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.